There's all kind of debate about whether the DNC will be any real boost to Charlotte's image or economy after it ends. But this little DNC benefit is here to stay.
Major Green with Charlotte for the police department.
Major Green used the department's brand new portable PA system earlier this week to communicate with a large group of protesters blocking an intersection. The city bought that PA with money from a $50 million federal Homeland Security grant it got for hosting the DNC. And when the convention's over, CMPD gets to keep its new toys.
What we've tried to do is enhance everything that we've got.
Deputy Chief Harold Medlock has led CMPD's preparation for the DNC. Only a fraction of the $50 million shopping list has been released. But so far we know $2.5 million went toward expanding CMPD's command center. It's been outfitted with giant screens showing live feeds from cameras all over uptown. We know more than $1.3 million was spent on bicycles, dirt bikes, Harley-Davidson motorcycles, and golf cart-sized all-terrain vehicles.
UTVs that allow us to get in and around congested areas much more quickly than we could with a car or a pickup truck.
The money also bought the new radio headset Medlock is wearing as he watches over an uptown intersection. It's the kind a rock star would wear on stage, as opposed to the shoulder-mounted radios CMPD has used. But wait, there's more. The DNC security grant bought new electronics for the police helicopters that have hummed constantly over uptown, an X-ray machine for scanning suspicious packages, and, of course, the PA system for talking to big, angry crowds. That's an acquisition that will probably gather some dust after the DNC, since big, angry crowds aren't terribly common in Charlotte. But it'll still come in handy, says Medlock.
You know, a couple of years ago, we had, for Speed Street, we had a horrible storm come in one night. We had no way to convey to the crowd exactly what was going on. And to be able to pull that kind of equipment out and say, we have a major storm approaching, you need to seek cover, that kind of stuff is invaluable for crowd safety, you know, and crowd control, really.
There are some new goodies Medlock says CMPD won't need after the DNC. For example, all the extra bikes purchased for crowd control. Those, he says, will go to some of the other police departments in the area who sent officers to help out during the convention. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.